Hey guys, how are you today?
Hope you all are doing good.
Today, me and Swati got an interesting topic that we are really excited to tell you about.
Let me give you some hints. This book was placed between 400 to 300 BCE.
And Vatsyayana Malanaga, the greatest Indian philosopher, is its widely accepted author.
Unfortunately, this book was misunderstood and misinterpreted throughout ages.
So we are here to discuss what is this book actually about. Is it just about the sexual and sensual pleasures that it has been generally represented
for? Or it has more to it? Is it just about the position for satisfaction? Or it has some description of mere physical intimacy?
So yeah, we are talking about the infamous book Kama Sutra.
You might have heard about it as the book of sex or sexual position, but it is not that the Kama Sutra is all about.
There are numerous concepts surrounding Kama Sutra. In Hindu mythology, Kama means god of love, while Rig Veda describes it as germ, and Atharva Veda describes it as love sutra, which means thread or direct.
It is the oldest book on human sexual behavior. Contrary to the popular belief, Kama Sutra is not just a sex manual, but a guide that inspires men and women to live a virtuous life that encompasses love for family and other aspects of life.
Interestingly, only a very small part of the text covers practical advice on sexual intercourse and sex positions. Approximately only 20% of the text talks about sexual positions. The Kama Sutra has 1250 verses, which is divided into 36 chapters, which are further classified into 7 parts.
The Kama Sutra says, Dharma, virtuous living is better than artha, material life. It warns people of the dangers of life, as people often tend to get blinded by love and desire. Dharma, artha and kama are meant for everyday life, while moksha will release men and women from the cycle of death and birth.
Now let's dive into the histories and facts about it. Now that we have known about Kama Sutra, let us know about the history. The term has been adopted from an ancient Sanskrit Hindu book, the Kama Sutra. The author Vatsyayana Malanaga did not only describe erotic love, but many more aspects which are lesser known to the public, such as the art of living, the nature of love, finding a life partner, etc.
So let's contextualize it. Originally, it was Nandi who compiled Kama Shastra in 1000 chapters, which were later compiled by Shvetketu in 500 chapters. Vatsyayana did not do anything revolutionary. Rather, he continued his predecessor's work of Kama Shastric writing.
The concept of Kama Sutra came when Prajapati, who was an abstract deity and god of creation, announced the 10,000 chapters of the Kama Sutra, which was compiled by Lord Shiva.
And the Kama Sutra became known in Western culture at the very end of the 19th century. As a British explorer named Richard Francis Burton adopted the British manual of the same.
The book is divided into 7 different parts, which includes Dattaka, which is general principles, Suvarnabha, which includes 64 different types of sexual acts, Ghotakamukha, which includes acquiring a wife, duties and privileges of the wife, which are described in Gonadriya, friends and family in Gonikaputra, Charayana, describing man's use of courtesans or prostitutes, and personal grooming are described in Kuchumara.
Irrespective of the intelligence level, girls must learn the practical aspects of Kama Sutra, which is comprised of 64 different arts, which can be taught by friends, mothers, young sisters, etc. During the childhood years, because of the flexibility, the girls were taught the postures and arts of Kama Sutra. According to the book, there was a lack of enthusiasm and a lot of emotional obstacles such as shyness involved when the girl grows up.
So where it went wrong? Now that you know about Kama Sutra, let me tell you something more interesting about it. According to Seema Anand, who has been studying Kama Sutra since the last 17 years, she described the book as a book of social conduct.
Kama Sutra, according to her, was originally meant to teach urban men how to live well. Out of the 7 sections of the book, the second section focuses specifically on the art of love, and that is what people focused on. The second section, arts of pleasure or arts of love.
Here comes the moment we all were waiting for. The second section was misinterpreted by Englishman Richard Burton, who was a traveler in the 1800s. With a lack of concept, he created an erotic sensation of the book Kama Sutra in the world.
Seema was highly fascinated to know that the misinterpreted part was the second section of the Kama Sutra. Now for attaining the sexual pleasure, the sexual organs need to be of the same size, and so he creates a position to help to make the sexual organs more synchronized.
The Kama Sutra recommended perfecting sexual positions with the help of jewelry, And the most intriguing part written in the book is, the lesser the noise, the more pleasurable is the intercourse.
For some positions, girls would wear anklets and flowers in their hair and waist to shake them loose, so that after the intercourse, the flowers will be on the ground after the intercourse, which is really pleasing. Seema Anand continuously explained how sex has been depicted as a form of art in the book, which has been highly misinterpreted. Kama Sutra also mentioned about sending messages in between lovers using paan rather than written messages. Different paan had different messages. The book advised the couples in love to fight occasionally to keep their relationship fresh.
In fact, the book said, when the man takes some other woman's name while making love, the woman might throw tantrums, but the man has to keep apologizing till she forgives him. He might also do this by falling at her feet.
The Kama Sutra has inspired 2000 years of Indian literature, and Kama Sutra is a beautifully written book. Upon reading the book, one can realize bigger changes can't happen once at a time. Changes can only happen little at once.
So tell me something, what do you really think about Kama Sutra now? Are you up to read it once after you heard us?
Or you're going to watch the movie that were released? I think you are still going to research about it more. Are you not?
The Kama Sutra has been a popular reference to erotic ancient literature. In the Western media, such as the American woman's magazine Red Book, the Kama Sutra is described as, although it was written centuries ago, there's still no better sex handbook, which details hundreds of positions, each offering a subtle variation in pleasure to men and women.
Jyoti Puri, who has published a review and feminist critic of the text, states that the Kama Sutra is frequently appropriated as indisputable evidence of a non-Western and tolerant, indeed celebratory view of sexuality, and for the belief that the Kama Sutra provides a transparent glimpse into the positive, even exalted view of sexuality.
According to Wendy Doniger, the Kama Sutra is a great cultural masterpiece, one which can inspire contemporary Indians to overcome self-doubts and rejoice in the ancient heritage.
Do you still feel Kama Sutra is all about sexual pleasure? Do let us know in the comments.
You can also follow us on Instagram and Spotify for the latest updates and podcasts as well.
Have a nice day.
Stay happy, healthy, and hydrated.